It's time again to recap the weekly news from the solar PV industry, compiled by the American Solar Energy Society. I'm Jay Warmke with solarpvtraining.com, and this is the news for the week of April 21st. All right, well, according to the Energy Information Agency, only about 4% of all of the planned new generation on the electrical grid for 2024 will be powered by fossil fuels. So the full remaining 95% of all of the power that's being added to the grid in 2024 will come from renewable energy. Now, solar makes up the majority of the planned new generating capacity at about 58% of the total. Battery storage comes in second with 23%, followed by wind with a little bit over 8% of that that's going to be added to the grid. While renewable energy dominates additions to the grid is still dependent on fossil fuels for most of its power. 59% of the electric power comes from fossil fuels. That's 43% from natural gas, 16% from coal. Renewables account for about 23% of the existing grid, and nuclear energy accounts for the additional 18%. Now, unless you've been living under a rock for the last couple of years, you've probably noticed that the price of electricity keeps going up, even though the price of generating electricity from wind and solar continues to actually go down. The high cost of fossil fuels, which are, as just pointed out, a large part of the electrical mix, as well as increased demand for wind and solar, keeps driving up the wholesale price of these commodities. Since the second quarter of 2020, wholesale prices for wind and solar electricity have more than doubled. But in the last quarter, the price of solar energy at the wholesale level has actually gone down a little bit. Price of wind continues to go up, but pretty modestly. So this has led analysts to project or hope, perhaps, that the price, the wholesale price of energy from renewable energy seems to be stabilizing and perhaps maybe going down in the future. In 2018, then-President Trump imposed 30% tariffs on most of the solar panels that were imported into this country. In 2019, bifacial panels, now those are the panels that produce electricity from both the top of the solar panel and the bottom of the panel, well, they were exempted from these tariffs, largely because there were no domestic manufacturers of this type of solar panel. So it was argued that they could not be hurt by the imports since no one was producing them domestically. Then President Trump ruled that they would reinstate the tariffs on these panels. Then the courts overturned this, saying he did not have the authority to do so. There wasn't that much concern about it because bifacial panels only represented about 1% of the market. Trump then reinstated the tariffs and the courts turned them down, overruled it again. And then they were exempted by President Biden after he took office. Now, since that reinstatement where bifacial panels are exempt from tariffs, they've increased and increased dramatically as far as imports. In fact, today, bifacial panels account for about 90% of all of the solar panels imported from other nations, largely because they are, in fact, exempt from tariffs. So now the Biden administration is looking at perhaps reinstating tariffs on bifacial panels. Net metering 3.0, which was instituted by the California Public Utilities Commission about a year ago, has really devastated the California solar industry. A lawsuit has been filed by the Center for Biological Diversity challenging net metering 3.0, and the Supreme Court has now ruled that they will indeed hear this case. Now, net metering 3.0, or NEM 3.0 as it's referred to, cut net metering compensation to those sending power back to the grid by about 75%. As a result, there's been a dramatic reduction in installations of solar within that state. Now, the lawsuit argues that state law requires that the California Public Utility Commission must enact policies that promote rooftop solar. Now, their suit argues that clearly NEM 3.0 has not had this effect and is therefore unconstitutional. And speaking of California, the state has become the first in the nation to become 100% renewable, at least over the last month and at least for part of the day. Now, according to data from Stanford University, the state's supply of energy from wind, solar, and hydro has exceeded California's demand for electricity on 30 of the past 38 days. Experts expect that this trend is going to continue and accelerate as renewable energies become more and more a dominant part of the national grid. And that is the news from the solar industry for this week. We'll see you next week.